Well, no question. On this Monday morning, the highlight of the weekend.
Oh, yeah. 3,000.
Well, as you say, aside from the spectacular weather, but that's another story. Yeah, on Saturday, when Miguel Cabrera stepped to the plate and didn't waste any time getting that 3,000th hit after Tigers fans had to wait another day because of the rainout Friday night,
mm-hmm.
a game that never even got underway. They canceled it before it even got started, so we had that day-night doubleheader on Saturday. But for those that were listening, we know that you enjoyed it. For those that weren't, perhaps you've heard highlights, some of the highlights utilizing the television broadcast. Nothing against our friends from TV, but when it comes to a great call, you got to have Dan Dickerson.
Ah, absolutely.
And we'll give you the full version, too, of how it happened and how it played out and some of the flavor afterwards when Miguel Cabrera stepped to the plate in the very first inning on Saturday, April 23rd, 2022.
Upright, relaxed stance, tucks the left shoulder in as he cocks the bat over the right. The 1-1 ground ball. Base hit in the right! 3,000 for Miguel Cabrera! Raises his arms. Iglesias the first to hug him. The Tigers dugout empties as they charge over to first base and let the hug dispensing begin. Oh, what an incredible journey. From a skinny 15-year-old discovered on the dusty fields of Maracay to an icon in Motown. Miguel Cabrera, the pride of Venezuela, has joined one of the most exclusive clubs containing the best hitters in baseball history. 3,000 hits.
Wow.
Yeah, and 500 homers to add to it.
Yeah, and we talked about this last week, but I'm going to make reference to it again, just kind of put in perspective. Over 20,000 players have played Major League Baseball. 33 now have 3,000 hits. Miguel Cabrera, number 33.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those are other Tigers, you know, of course. Al Kaline and Ty Cobb, by
the way. Yeah, right.
But you mentioned the 500 home runs. Now he's just the seventh player ever with 3,000 hits and 500 career home runs. That mm-hmm. narrows down that list.
It'll take a while before they add more to that, I suspect.
Oh, very much so. The 500 home runs, there could be a couple, but 3,000 hits, there's several players that are years away, if ever, mm-hmm. because, of course, there's longevity, there's injuries and things like that. He's also just one double away from becoming just the third player ever to have 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and 600 doubles in a career.
Wow.
Yeah. He's also right now just the third player ever with 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, while maintaining a .300 batting average.
How about
that? Now think about that. Yeah. Consistency of home runs and hits.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the other two in that group, Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, and now Miguel Cabrera. And he is the only player in baseball history with 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and a triple crown season.
Wow.
How about that?
That is fantastic.
So let's not wait until he retires. Let's just put him in the Hall of Fame right now.
Yes.
I mean, why not?
He ought to be on his way.
I mean, just put him in the Hall of Fame and be done with it. He's going to end up with a statue at Comerica Park, and, of course, his number will be on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be just an amazing time that will take place once his career comes to a close.
But now, there'll be some great ceremonies to come.
Yeah, now he's just going to add on to it. I understand in his hometown, and all of Venezuela, it was like a national holiday. I mean, becoming the pride of Venezuela because he is the most successful player ever, surpassing a number of other of Venezuelans who have played the game, but never to this way of putting his mark in baseball history. It's just truly amazing.
You got congratulatory messages from Verlander and other people. Matt Stafford was in town for an event, and he and his wife were at the ball game.
I heard that.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
How fun was that? Well, yeah. You know, professional athletes appreciate the accomplishment of other professional athletes
because sure.
they
For
know
sure.
what it takes. They know the grind. They know the work that it takes. They know the effort that's all part of becoming a Major League Baseball player now with a career longevity to add to the statistics that he has. What did I read that? Going back to his .300 batting average, he could go like 0 for the next 300 at-bats and he'd still be batting 300 for his career.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's, you know, when you've been in baseball for 20 years, you got that many at-bats and that many hits. So he'll, it's amazing. And, you know, for Tigers fans, it was 1974 when Al Kaline got his 3,000th career hit. That's a couple of generations ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Many fans weren't even alive or too young to remember. And before then, obviously, it was Ty Cobb. So it rarely happens for players themselves, but now three times at least for one franchise.
Well, hopefully he'll continue for a few more good years and even add on to it.
Well, as we understand it, he plans to play at least one more year through the end of his contract. And at that time, probably going to retire. Would be appropriate, achieving all that he has achieved. He's got nothing more to prove. What he wants now, of course, is a world championship for our Detroit Tigers. This year, it'd take a little effort. Next year, perhaps a better opportunity, especially since the Tigers now have to overcome some early season injuries. But we'll let that stand. For now, we'll just enjoy and celebrate Miguel Cabrera and his 3,000th hit on Saturday.
And we have a listener input from Richard who tells us that he thought he heard the announcers also say that Miguel has had a hit off of 997 different pitchers.
Yeah, wow. I think I did hear that stat as well, I'm thinking, well, with a few more rookies, to get to 1,000 in his career would be kind of fun.
Sure would.
Enjoy it, Tigers fans. Enjoy it. You wonder when the next one will come along. Not to put any pressure on a guy like a Spencer Torkelson or a Riley Green, because it's at the very beginnings of their careers, but who knows? Of course, then again, for players that play basically one place their entire careers, and Cabrera hasn't done that. He started with the Marlins, but he's been here for the bulk of his career. But I think you know what I mean.